AI news, tools, investments, and challenges. Microsoft, OpenAI, and several AI companies are launching new tools and securing large investments. At the same time, activity is increasing in AI chips and development tools, while the consequences of AI use are becoming clearer in the workplace. Microsoft launches Copilot Cowork with new AI tools. Microsoft has made Copilot Cowork available in its Frontier program for early testing. The solution includes the Researcher Critique tool, which combines models from Anthropic and OpenAI for analysis, quality assurance, and collaboration in work processes. The launch is part of Microsoft's continued focus on AI and productivity tools, such as Microsoft 365. This strengthens the company's position in competition with players like Google and OpenAI, especially in solutions aimed at knowledge work and the enterprise market. Source: Microsoft 365 blog. Rebellions raises $400 million ahead of IPO. AI chip startup Rebellions has raised $400 million in a pre-IPO funding round, giving the company a valuation of $2.34 billion. In total, the company has raised $850 million, with $650 million secured in the last 6 months. The investment reflects growing demand for specialized AI chips, especially in data centers and training environments for large models. Rebellions is positioning itself in a market dominated by players like NVIDIA, but focused on more efficient and customized solutions. Source: TechCrunch. ChatGPT App Store surpasses 300 integrations. OpenAI now has over 300 app integrations in ChatGPT's App Store, 6 months after launch. The platform gives users access to external tools directly within the chat interface, though many of the apps still have limited functionality. This development shows OpenAI's attempt to build a broader ecosystem around ChatGPT, where third-party developers can extend functionality. At the same time, slow adoption suggests that user experience and practical usefulness remain challenges for the platform. Source: Bloomberg. Codo raises $70 million for AI-powered code tools. New York-based Codo has raised $70 million in a Series B round, led by Kumra. The company develops AI agents for code review, testing, and governance, and has now raised a total of $120 million. The market for AI-driven developer tools is growing rapidly, driven by increased use of generative AI in programming. Codo focuses on quality assurance and control, areas that become increasingly important as AI generates larger portions of code. Source: TechCrunch. Companies tighten hiring after surge in AI-generated applications. Several employers, including L'Oreal, are returning to in-person assessments in recruitment processes. This is due to an increase in AI-generated job applications, which makes it harder to evaluate candidates' actual skills. This change highlights a new challenge in the labor market, where AI makes it easier to produce professional applications. Companies are therefore adapting their processes to ensure better candidate evaluation and reduce the risk of bad hires. Source: Financial Times. IQM raises 50 million euros from BlackRock. Finnish IQM Quantum Computers has raised 50 million euros from BlackRock to support further growth. The company plans IPOs in both the US and Helsinki later in 2026. The investment shows growing interest in quantum technology, which could play an important role in developing advanced AI systems in the long term. IQM is positioning itself in a market with strong competition and high technological barriers. Source: Reuters. What does this mean? AI brief assessment. Investments in AI infrastructure and developer tools are rapidly increasing, while companies build their own platforms and ecosystems. At the same time, the practical consequences of AI are becoming clearer, especially in the labor market and in how companies assess quality and productivity.